Next case is case number 18112. This is an application of Samson Resources Company for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to create and establish 5 20-80-acre spacing units. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 18112 on behalf of the Samson Resources Company. We'll have the same three witnesses in this matter as we had in the previous case.
Okay. I'll just remind the witnesses that they're still under oath. You can go ahead, Mr. Bender.
Adam, Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is the regional location map showing the acres that we buy pre-spaced into the 2080, highlighted in red.
Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 is a closer look at that regional location map showing the Bakken pool surrounding the acres we like pre-spaced. That's highlighted in the yellow.
Okay, and then Exhibit 2A.
Exhibit 2A is lease ownership map showing Samson et al. In sections 2932 of 15499 and 5 and 8 of 15399 with approximately 60% working interest.
2B.
2B is showing sections 28 and 33 of 15499 and 4 and 9 of sections of 15399 with the working interest of Samson et al. Approximately 77% working interest.
2C.
2C is sections 27 and 34, 16499, and 3 and 10 of 16399 with Samson et al. Working interest at 78% working interest.
2D.
2D is sections 26 and 35, 16499, 2 and 11 of 16399, showing Samson et al. Working interest of 82.39.
2E.
2E is sections 25 and 36 of 16499, sections 1 and 12 of 16399, with Samson et al. Working interest of a little over 50%.
And the next witness is going to discuss wells that have already been drilled on these spacing units and the status of those wells.
I can do that, Lauren.
Okay. Well, let's, in conjunction with that, maybe we should use the geologic exhibit, Exhibit 3, for that limited purpose.
All right. Exhibit number 3, this is a structure map showing the top of the upper Bakken. Highlighted in yellow is the area of interest.
Just a minute here. Who's talking?
I'm sorry. This is Troy Johnson.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I thought that Adam was going to discuss the existing wells and what the status of those wells.
Oh, okay. I can do that,
Exhibit 3.
We have the 25-8, 16399 that is drilled and producing.
What sections is that in?
Sections 5 and 8 of 16399.
Okay. What's the status?
Producing.
Okay. And how long has it been producing?
Oh, I don't have the exact date of when it was completed. Months. Six months.
Probably 6 months.
Okay. Continue.
We have the Skyline 49-16399, and that's in section 49 of 16399, and it's producing.
Okay.
Do we know when that one was completed?
That was about 4 months.
About 4 months.
Okay, continue.
We have the Biscayne 310-16399. And they're completing it today.
Right. And 2 and 11, is there a
The Le Mans of 16399.
And what's the status of that well?
Producing.
Okay, and how long has it been producing?
2 months.
2 months?
Maybe 3 months.
Okay, and any other wells?
The Montclair 112. -16399, and it's in sections 1 and 12, 16399. It's producing maybe 3 months.
Okay. Any other wells?
The Titan 3625 of 16499, and it's producing about 3 months.
Okay. And is your request that the existing producing wells remain on their existing spacing?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't have any other questions of the land witness.
Any questions from the staff?
Adam, this is Bruce Hicks again. We've got the same issues as the last case.
Yes, sir.
So, are you going to address those?
With the existing wells, since those wells have been completed and are online, we'd wish for those to stay within the 1280. We see that as trying to go back and put them in a 2080. It's just our general counsel has shut that down from the mention of it. We'll provide you an updated map, like on the Exhibit 5, showing where the existing well bores are, and that we would have those excluded. I'm going back to the other questions.
Well, in this particular case, in sections 25, 36, 1, and 12, you have one well existing on the 800 and one on the 1280, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So do you plan to have similar production allocation on the other four units that you're looking at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you will supplement that and indicate on the exhibit which wells will be drilled and the timeliness of those?
Yes, sir.
One other thing that we do require when you're combining four sections like this, two spacing units, is we would like a breakdown of the working interest ownership within each of the existing spacing units. Could you provide that?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. And we didn't mention it on the case prior, but we would also want it on that one.
Yes, sir, understood.
I know that's been a requirement for 2560s, but I didn't know it was a requirement for something less than a 2560.
Well, it's the same thing. You just have a short spacing unit to the north.
Yeah. We haven't been doing it on 1920s.
And those are three sections.
Well, it's not 2560s.
Well, these are four sections we want to want. So.
I think some of them have, just as a matter of maybe just give it for each section.
Well, the request didn't say four sections. It said 2560s, but we'll provide it.
Well, I realize that, Lawrence, but yeah. We do want it on.
I understand.
Next witness?
The next witness, Troy, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet. Tell me what that is.
All right. Exhibit number three, structure map on top of the upper Bakken. Highlighted in yellow is our area of interest. And also shown on there is a line of cross-section from A to A prime that is shown in exhibit number four.
And the next exhibit, exhibit four?
Exhibit number four is a cross-section A to A prime that we just saw in exhibit number three. And it is showing that it's showing the upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and the Three Forks going across our area of interest. And again, the middle Bakken and Three Forks being targets.
And do you believe that there's uniformity across this area with respect to porosity and permeability?
Yes, sir.
And do you believe there's an absence of faults or structural anomalies in this area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No further questions of the geologic witness.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Troy, the existing wells, are they all Middle Bakken, or is there a combination of Middle Bakken and Three Forks?
They are all Three Forks.
They are all Three Forks wells currently?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Next witness?
Tiffany, let's go to Exhibit 5. I'll have you discuss Exhibit 5 with the understanding that you're going to be submitting a revised Exhibit 5 that's going to show existing wells and planned development in the area. But could you briefly discuss Exhibit 5?
Yes, again, this would be a worst-case scenario with two wells, one north and one to the south off of each pad. As expressed earlier, there are going to be some modifications made to these particular exhibits, but in section number 5 and 8 of 16399, the existing producing well would be well number 4 from the left, the fourth well from the left. In 4 and 9 of 16394, the existing wells in section 4 and 9, it also would be the fourth well from the right, or from the left, I'm sorry. Pardon me?
We didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. And then in section 16399, sections 3 and 10, the existing well is the well that's currently being completed, and that would also be the fourth well from the left. And in the spacing unit that currently it consists of sections 2 and 11 in 16399, that as well is the fourth well from the left. And in spacing units 1 and 12 in section 16399, that also is the well that's going to be fourth from the left, as well as section 3625 to the north in the little 800, that is also the fourth well from the left.
Now, Adam briefly discussed this, but it might be more appropriate for you to discuss it as well. What are the plans for 2932, 2833, 27 and 34, and 26 and 35 with respect to development of those areas on 80-acre spacing, as well as the 2,000-acre spacing, the 2080 spacing?
We would intend to drill so that we are balancing the number of wells that are to the north as well as to the south. That is the way the rig schedule is currently built out, so there would be an equal number of wells to the north and the south. We wouldn't be heavy on one side and light on the other side.
So the proposal would be to basically have one well on each of the 800-acre spacing units and one on the 1,280-acre spacing units before you drill additional wells on the 2,080-acre spacing unit. Is that correct?
That is what I understand to be correct.
Okay, great. Let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 6. Tell me what that is.
Exhibit 6 is just our drilling plan and our proposed wellbore diagram. We are planning on anywhere from 30 to 40 stages per these wells. We're going to fracture stimulate them using the same open hole slow packer system that we've been using. And we will vary the amount of proppant from 25,000 to 100,000 pounds per stage in each well.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is the reservoir properties and economics. The upper portion is the reservoir properties that work into our volumetric assignment. We're using a 12% recovery factor, and we're estimating recoverable reserves per well to be 362 MBO. And then the economics below, based on current pricing environment, we're anticipating that our return on investment is about 2.56.
And in terms of cost savings that you'll realize by having the larger spacing units, could you and doing batch drilling, could you briefly describe that for us, please?
Yeah, we're anticipating about $400,000 in savings per pad for the batch drilling operations, both in reduced surface equipment and also in skidding the rigs for batch drilling purposes.
And will there also be savings in land use by utilizing pad drilling and having large spacing unit?
Yes, there will.
And will you also increase the ultimate recovery of the pool by eliminating setbacks?
Yes, we will.
Finally, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect drill of rights, prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Madam Examiner, that's all the questions I have. We would offer the exhibits, and we will be providing you supplemental exhibits in both case 18112 and case 18111 relative to those documents that are typically provided when there's a request for 2560s.
The exhibits will be received. Is a week sufficient to?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think I forgot to mention case 18111, but we'll leave the record open on both of these cases for a week to receive that additional information. Are there any staff questions?
Tiffany, this is Bruce Hicks. Do you plan to drill four well pads?
That is our intent. Where possible, we do intend to drill four well pads.
Okay, and will two be drilled north and two south of it?
Yes, that is correct. Off of each of those four well pads, two would be to the north and two would be to the south.
Okay, thank you.
Tiffany, the increase in reserves, is that similar to the last case where you expect 8,000 to 10,000 barrels per well?
Yes, and it's just from the additional, without having to deal with an intermediate setback, then we could put another stage in those wells, which would allow us to get that incremental recovery.
In this case, it might be a little simpler, but is it acceptable to Sampson to, if the commission were to require the offsetting well in the 800 acre spacing units where applicable to be drilled and completed before you drill any of the wells on the 2080?
It would be contrary to the way that we currently have our drill schedule planned, because we do plan on drilling multi-well pads and not single well pads. It would pose some additional considerations on our behalf.
Yeah, and I guess the requirement typically has not been that you can't drill them, but you can't complete them. You'd have to complete that well on the 800 acre spacing unit first.
Okay.
Bruce will, excuse me, Mark will address that in the supplemental exhibit.
Yeah, one thing that we are going to need to know is the timeliness of when that second well would be drilled, you know, whether it's going on the 1280 or in this case the 800.
And when you say second well, you're talking the well on the 800 acre spacing unit that has
the mirror to the one that was drilled to the south. Yeah.
It was my intent to address that in the supplemental exhibits on when that would be drilled.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one other matter, Madam Examiner. If the gentleman who appeared in the previous case provides me with his name and address in writing, I'd be happy to provide him with copies of anything we file with the commission.
Okay. That'd be excellent. All right, that'll conclude our hearing in case 18-112.